that it'll take probably $30 billion over the next several decades to really restore the Gulf Coast region as a result of what now has been this catastrophic oil spill. We'll talk about that. Plus, there's a new report out from the FBI where they searched the home of the iPad 3G hacker. What did they find? How do people do that? How do they have the skill, the sick skill, to go in and damage the things that they do? It's amazing what a hacker, and, you know, it's just like in the movies. Did you ever see the movie Swordfish? There are people just like that flying around, only they're not as good-looking as, what's his name was? Oh, I can't think of his name now, right here at the get-go. Oh, you know who he is. Not John Travolta. He was the counterpart in that movie. I'll think of it. I promise you I will think of it. Anyway, when I'm not losing my memory, we are talking about a lot of politics here during this hour of ATN. Kate Delaney, that's the name of the show. Coast to Coast and all those spots in between, as we like to say. Very left, very right, or in the gray areas. We really do invite everybody to chip in with their 2 cents at 800-259-5791. It makes it so much more interesting. 800-259-5791. In the meantime, the Afghan war, that what was being dissected, according to lawmakers on the Hill, there was a little bit of a clash, I would say, with the senators and the military folks over the progress. General Petraeus, who the other day passed out for a few moments and says it was because of jet lag and the fact that he was a little bit dehydrated, defended the U.S. efforts. Where do you stand on Afghanistan? 8+ years. Now we got these minerals, wink, wink, that suddenly popped up. The Russians drew up the plans, but then, you know, they were booted out of the country. They did leave detailed maps, and guess who has those maps? The Americans do. We do. So we know where all the gold is, all the loot is, but will it make any difference? Does it pull this all to a conclusion? It certainly does if it is developed. If the mines are developed and there's enough security, it'll make an incredible difference for that country. Forget about Iraq. And we were talking about the GDP for Iraq was so much bigger, you know, triple, quadruple what it is in Afghanistan. Of course, they've got the opium fields. But this dwarfs the opium fields if they can get to all those veins of the lithium and the gold and the other minerals that are absolutely there in those mountain areas. Of course, you have to fight off the Taliban to be able to get to that, and the warlords would have something to say. But it does make it pretty interesting now, and it makes it a new challenge, I think, for Petraeus and for all of our troops that are in some of those regions, crawling across those areas, often with sniper fire in the background. Since we are in the Middle East, let's stick to the Middle East for a second. And what about the Gaza Strip? What about the flotilla and the blockade? Where are we where Israel is concerned? It's interesting. There's no gray area in this. Either you think it's ridiculous what's happening and you say that the United States needs to not cool off its relationship with Israel but back them, or you think that Israel is a big bully when it comes to Gaza. And just to refresh everybody, Israeli ships stopped a flotilla carrying materials that could be used for war, including cement and whatnot, and Israel maintained that it could be used to build bunkers. And what is Gaza ruled by? Terrorists. Hamas is a terrorist group. So the crew of the boat resisted. That set off a firefight. 9 people were killed, most of them Turkish nationals. And now a new battle ensues over that territory. What Israel's going to do? And you've got this new UN non-proliferation resolution that targets Israel but ignores what's happening in Iran. There are all kinds of things happening. Here's what Congressman Pete King had to say when he threw down his two.
I call upon the President to make it absolutely clear that the United States will veto any attempt by the Security Council to have any UN investigation at all of Israel.
All right, see, because that's the other part of it. It's the investigation part that has people hacked off. Also, Congressman Eric Cantor had some thoughts.
Hesitancy at all regarding unabashed support for Israel in this country will have a detrimental effect on allies and enemies of the United States in the region.
All right, you heard what he said, unabashed support of Israel. And then Congressman Elliot Engel had his own take.
We are here to oppose any kind of international investigation. As a sovereign democratic state, Israel has the ability and confidence to investigate itself.
All right, so what do you think, America? What is your take on Israel? Is it, okay, this is ridiculous, back off and let them fight their own battle? Or, and I think the United States, by the way, can't do that at this point. Too much is invested with Israel. And do you really, honestly, do you think that the U.S. can wholeheartedly just completely cool the whole thing off and allow Hamas to do what they're doing in Gaza? Because that's what you got to weigh here. If you really, truly believe on the Gaza Strip that Hamas, which they are the ruling party, if you really believe that Hamas doesn't have deadly, ugly intentions and they are not a threat, a terroristic threat, then by all means you may have a different take, but I don't think so. With everything that I know of Hamas and their leaders, it is incredibly dangerous what's happening in that area. And you could say, well, part of it might have been driven by what happened with Israel, but you have massive amounts of poverty, young men mostly living there, all young boys, perhaps like up to 18, 19 years old, and a lot of them heavily influenced by what ails them. And it's the need to eat and the need to be clothed and the need to live in an area where they're not constantly looking over their shoulders. So they definitely are recruited, and they're recruited for certain intentions, and I don't believe that's a good thing at all. And in the meantime, what the administration was saying probably a week and a half ago is they were saying that there would be no daylight between the United States and Israel, and that the president is always saying that it would be much easier for Israel to make peace if it feels secure. So if Israel doesn't feel secure, then that's not a good thing anyway. But it seems to me that the Obama crew is absolutely joining the anti-Israel resolution at the United Nations, which happened, right? And then that's followed by the explanation that Israel had nothing to fear. They have nothing to fear, so that's for their own good. Now there's been some fallout that continues to float over Israel's head, and that's all the reaction you just heard from the various congressmen there. So Israel, friend, foe, need to help them, need to back off. You can definitely chime in at AmericaTonight.net. We're going to have a mailbag segment coming up at the end of the hour, or 800-259-5791. We're going to pick it up on the flip side.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, this is Peter Kronstadt with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are the majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237 at extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237 extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237 extension 108.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When it comes to the support of the U.S., and should they be in trouble? You know, I've talked to lots of people on all sides of this, and there are a few people who think, you know what, screw it. We've been there for Israel time and time and time again. Now it's time to talk tough. And I'm like, wow, really? Well, we need to have a big fat ally somewhere close to Iran. And after all the goodwill that's been invested, I don't know that you want to really cut off the head of Israel. I don't think so. Because you got to look at the rest of that map and then make a decision based on that. All right, Sherry is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Good. Do you have the answer to, well, I just couldn't think of who it was. Who am I trying to think of?
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, thank you. How could I not know the Wolverine? How could I not get his name out? It was bugging me, but you're right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, that's what made me call in the first place, and then I heard you ask the question about Israel. And
yes. You know, what do you think?
Call me old-fashioned, but an ally is an ally is an ally. And,
yeah.
You know, they either are or they aren't. We're with them or we're against them, and it's the politics and all the political correctness that's been going on for the last 25 years
mm-hmm.
is making me nuts, because it's like, you know, Israel was the only place we could go in the Middle East for a long time. They were the only ones that had our back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Saudi Arabia is kind of like, you know, well, yeah, when it's convenient. And, you know, it's they're the only working democracy over there.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think the Saudis can be shifty, and that's a lot of that has to do with the oil. But of course, we need the oil, and even though it's not all from Saudi Arabia, we get a ton of it from Canada and other spots. In fact, we don't get quite as much from Saudi Arabia. We still need it, but you know, from the Middle East. And we need entrance into other countries, and we need to have an ally. We need to have a big fat ally, and
we need to have a place to fly over.
That's it.
On the
that's
way
it.
There.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
An airbase to land at, and
yep.
You know, they have always been very supportive of anything that we got into, you know, when we were helping Iraq with Iran in 1980s, you know, when they took our hostages and all that other stuff, Israel was right there. They had our back.
Right. And so
now we're going, well, you know, you guys got this little problem in the Gaza Strip, and it's like they've had this problem for how many thousands of years?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like they obviously can't all get along. So, you know, we need to – we've always been – you know, there. We're the reason why they haven't been annihilated already.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the Gaza Strip, like I said, you got to think of Hamas. And so the blockade has been there since 2007. And the reason for the blockade, Sherry, as you know, it's because what is coming in, what kind of weapons, what materials are getting in. So
Hamas,
you have to decide.
Hamas is a known terrorist organization,
yes.
Just like Al-Qaeda. They're every bit involved with getting weapons into places that they're not supposed to be and the wrong kind of weapons. Israel's a nuclear power over there. They've got you know, Pakistan, what, they've got a nuke. It's like, we need help over there.
Yeah,
Israel
and they're Israel's
our oldest and dearest friend and ally in the Middle East. It's ridiculous for anybody to even consider not backing them.
All right. Well said. Sherry, thanks for the call. Call again. All right, here's the thing. Remember the speech in Cairo, you know, about a year ago where the president urged Palestinians to pursue nonviolent means. Remember that? Towards securing their own freedoms. And he raised a lot of hopes of a lot of the Muslim majority nations who saw a shot at what they were calling an unbiased Middle East policy that could be out there based on the remarks of Obama, what Obama told the Muslim world, and compared it, if you remember, to the civil rights movement in the United States, saying that this could happen, the same story could happen here. And he talked about, you know, blowing up old women on a bus, and it's not a sign of courage or power to shoot rockets at kids and all that sort of stuff. But a lot of you called and you were upset. You were upset about that speech. And in the speech, he said Israel has to live up to its obligations to ensure that Palestinians can work, live, develop their society, etc. So, and that was, you know, specifically there were things that were quoted by Obama over a year ago. So I'm not necessarily surprised what's happened with the administration, but I think it's bad. Dale in Illinois, you get a crack at this.
Yeah, how you doing tonight, Kate?
I'm good. How about you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm just kind of sitting back here watching it all go to hell.
That's a good way to say it.
Well, I'll tell you, this president, I know he's got his plate full right now, but this is a one-legged Indian in an ass-kicking contest, if I've ever seen it, trying to get this done. But the situation in Israel, Kate, you know the reality of it is it's never going to be solved.
Mm-mm.
It's just not going to happen. And you recall the instance I think it was 1993, when Clinton was trying to broker this deal between Arafat and the Prime Minister of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Israel gave away the farm,
mm-hmm.
and Arafat backed out. Arafat backed out because he knew if he signed anything like that, it was his death warrant.
Yeah.
So Israel has to defend itself. All those ammunition cargo is, you know, comes in through the sea.
Yep.
And other ways under tunnels and everything else. All these people have to do is to stop shooting rockets into Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But they're never going to do it, Kate.
I agree.
It's just going to go on and on and on until the second coming.
I agree.
And we're not going to see it resolved. We can certainly work at it and try to do some things that holds down the death of people on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But we're never going to have peace over there. It's just not in the cards. It's just not going to work.
I don't think so either. I can remember as a little girl, I can remember talking about that. I can remember seeing in history class, or we call it a current events class, that way back when, talking about peace in the Middle East. How many times have we seen that headline? How many times have we seen every president try to broker some kind of a deal? Your example of Clinton was great. But it's never, ever, I don't believe it either. It's never, ever going to work. Never.
It's unfortunate, but like I say, all you can do is try to hold down the civilian deaths on both sides some way. But as far as reaching an agreement between the two, I think your time is better spent doing something else.
Yeah.
And so
you're right. You're right. Absolutely, Dale. Great call. Absolutely, you're on the money. I agree. It's interesting, too, though, the pressure on Israel. Israel's security cabinet met on Wednesday, and supposedly, it's not definitely confirmed, but supposedly they were considering an international proposal for easing the Gaza blockade, right? They're supposedly looking at that. And they were supposed to vote on it, and that something that was put together after weeks of talking to different people, and specifically, actually, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and one of the envoys was Tony Blair. So they started to meet, and they were debating on stuff related to Gaza, and they didn't come to that vote. If it is approved, it would be called the Blair-Netanyahu understandings, pretty much. That's what it would be dubbed, or that's what it has been dubbed. And it would see Israel adopt a different approach to the stuff that has been kept out of Gaza since the blockade was imposed in tail end of, I think, 2006, 2007. And there's been these face-to-face sessions with Blair, and they've been talking about stuff that could go through, everything except for what's on a blacklist. And you know what that is. The blacklist would be weaponry, that kind of stuff. But other things, other products that could go through. Like the list wouldn't have construction materials because Israel thinks, well, that's rockets. So you couldn't have the piping and the cement. And Dale was referring to that, you know, the rockets. They keep lobbing the rockets over, so they're not going to allow that. But other things to go through. The things that the people there need to live on. So we'll see. Maybe that part comes through. Stay with us.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G C N, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news letters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Talking about the situation with Israel and the relationship with the United States and the Gaza Strip and the blockade and what happened. I guess now it's been 2 weeks since that flotilla and the nine people being killed and the response. And will the Israeli government back down a little bit? And it sounds like they are going to allow, Israel is going to allow some ships to go through, but it's a question of they're concerned about other materials getting through, things being snuck in. And I mentioned this, that it was a year ago, and about a year ago, that the president was in Cairo, and remember the speech and remember what was promoted in that speech. So now there are a lot of people in the Muslim world who are hammering Obama about Cairo. And saying, you know, what's the United States? What's the United States reaction? Why isn't the United States really coming down harder on Israel? That is the U.S. complicit? Are we helping promote the circumstances surrounding what happened with that flotilla by urging nonviolent resistance to Israel's occupation while defending the Israeli violence, against people that are going in that direction. I mean, clearly, the United States has definitely sided more with what's happening at the UN and the international folks for about a year, demanding that the siege be lifted in Gaza and the Palestinians and their supporters remember Obama comparing it to the struggle here in the U.S. of civil rights. Clearly, that's what has been happening in this White House with this administration, but still being careful about Israel. But now, I would say lately it hasn't been that way, and I think Netanyahu is not happy with what he's seen. Tom is listening to us in Kansas. Tom, you're on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you, Tom?
Hi, Kate.
Good to hear from you, Tom.
Well, thank you. To answer this question you have posed, I don't remember book, chapter, and verse, but the Bible says that God talking to Israel, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And where you side with Israel, that pretty well tells you which side you're going to be on in the end.
Right. So you're saying if you follow the Bible, if your interpretation is that, then it's pretty clear what the U.S. should do. It's pretty clear what the administration should do.
Stick pretty close to Israel.
Yeah. So far, Tom, thanks. Thanks for that reference. That's good. Everybody's added something different to this discussion. So far, everybody's saying, yeah, stick with Israel. So what's the deal? Stick with Israel. Why are you turning your back on Israel at this point? You might think something different. 800-259-5791. Jim is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Jim.
There we go. Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good, buddy. Thanks for the call. What do you think? What's your two cents on this?
Well, let me just run. I can go anywhere, but let me just run a bunch of this by you real quick. I'm rolling across Kentucky here. I just returned from Iraq. Was over there 3 years supporting troops, driving in convoy and out the wire and all that good stuff. Anyway, while we were over there and watching this election, who were we fighting over there? Muslims. Who did the Americans elect? A Muslim. Why do you think things are going the way they are? Why do you think he won't back Israel? I mean, it's real simple.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all over there watching this and shaking our heads going, what are these people over here doing?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's enough of that. And I say there's probably about 30 million illegals here in the United States because I've been all over this country. I've been driving out here for 38 years. And I don't care if it's North Dakota, South Dakota, New York. I don't care where it's at. All you got to do is go to a grocery store up there in Iowa, pork industry, beef industry, everywhere. You know, they all got to make a living, but you got to do it right. That's all there is to it. And I'll tell you what, that's going to be a big voting block when it's all over. It's just like the Muslim population, if you're paying attention. Blacks and the whites, they're not having kids like they used to.
Yeah.
And these others are, and I tell you what, you get 2-3 generations, it don't matter what we do, when it's all said and done, they'll vote their people into office. They'll take the Americas over without firing a shot. They know how to work our system. And that's just what they're gonna do. Just like this mosque they want to put there at the World Trade Center.
Yes.
I am totally amazed. I just don't know what to say.
I agree with you. I cannot believe that there have been protests over it, but they get kiboshed every single time because it's the land, especially New York, it's the land of political correctness or being perceived as being politically correct. And so the Bloombergs, etc., they don't want it. They might say that at a cocktail party off the record, but on the record, they want nothing to do with appearing to have any prejudice bone in their body. And that's what it's about.
Yeah, I know. I kind of regret that since LBJ, I go back. I like to stay in the back. It was better in time. But, yeah, America's gotten so soft that it's going to end up killing Americans for its own good because of their politically correct. And I blame Clinton more than anybody. Yeah, he was talking about, you know, this guy, he let our ammunitions drop. You know, he didn't resupply. USS Cole, 17 sailors killed. What did he do about that? Nothing.
Nothing.
And Democrats, and I don't care what anybody thinks because I'm not a politically correct type. But I'll tell you what, you better check the history books and check the record of the battles won by Democrats. It don't happen. We're still in Korea. We're still in China. You know, we're still in Korea. We're still in Germany. We're still in Japan. And who put us there? And here they talked about Bush, about Iraq. Please, quit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, of course, now we're withdrawing from Iraq. Interesting. This is a good conversation. You've got to call me back a little more often.
Yeah, this first night I've heard you, and I, like I said, I just got back. But I am totally amazed. We're going to Yemen. We're wiping them out up there, and they're heading to Yemen. We're going to end up, you know, Pakistan starting to come around. They were shutting our trucks down, supply line down. But I think they've been kind of convinced that, you know, they want to play ball with us, and they seem to be coming around. And then Osama here, Obama, just the other day talks about, yeah, I don't see much difference, and that's a fact. But here he talks about us withdrawing right after he got us in with Pakistan to go ahead and make that big surge going on over there. I just shake my head. I plan to retire in Thailand, so I'll watch it on the news. I'll write my book, What America Was, you know.
Right. Why Thailand? What, you like Thailand?
Oh, yeah. My 3 years. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's dirt cheap. People are great. It's called Country Smile. That's what I do is I put out job info. There's so much work overseas. China's got a big damn bug. Japan. There's just so much work overseas. And Americans are talking about they can't find no work. I got links. You know, FLUOR.com. Look it up. Any job, carpenter, warehouse, BAESystems.com. They start you out at $149,500. Assembly work after 3 years, you go to $187,500. There's all kinds of work out there.
Yeah, you just have to be willing to go into certain areas, but you're right, yeah.
Well, you don't have to go to a war zone. I mean, you can go to Kuwait. I just did a DOT physical when I got back, and the gals there and them that were doing the physicals and stuff, I says, Dubai. Dubai's neat. They're screaming for doctors and everything.
Yeah.
And they're starting out $350,000 a year. Hey, I say.
Yeah, that's good money.
I've already put even your job. I mean, they've got, any job you can think of, CPA, lawyer, I don't care what the job is, porta potty cleaner, they have positions for everybody.
All right, and that's an interesting tip. Four.com.
Yeah, FLUOR.com. Here's another little trick for you. Just punch in KBR lawsuits. Don't have anything to do with them. Just punch that in. That'll give you years to talk about.
I love that. You great caller, Jim. Thanks so much for the jingle. All right, I'm sure there's some reaction to Jim and your own thoughts on Israel, maybe a little immigration talk. I agree with him. The numbers are much higher than whatever are reported because I've seen the same thing when I've been around the country. 800-259-5791. We'll meet you in a few.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Israel, friend or foe, should the United States condemn Israel, slam the hammer down on their heads for the ship killings a couple of weeks ago? What say you, America? 800-259-5791. Great callers tonight. Appreciate it. Or you can throw your two cents in at americatonight.net. Let's take a few more. And we're also going to try to see if we can squeeze in the mailbag. If not, we'll do it the next time around, I promise. All right, let's see. Trey is listening to us in Kentucky. Hello, Trey.
Hey, Kate. How you doing tonight?
Good. How about you? You sound good. Coming off of work?
Oh, I'm still working, actually. Looks like I need to go to that website, see if I can find a horse farm job over there, too.
No kidding. He spelled it for us a couple of times. FLUR.com. Jim was trying to help us all out.
Yeah, really. Well, I told you I'd call you when I got back from my Mississippi vacation. So I'm back at work again for the year. And we made a drive through Biloxi down there. Of course, the day we went, it was raining, so the beaches were pretty empty. But there wasn't nearly as much traffic as it usually down there at all. So I don't know about the beaches. I didn't see any oil, didn't notice anything, but the lack of people was amazing.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Trey, because the guy who is screaming the loudest about what's going on is the governor, Haley Barbour of Mississippi, and he's saying that there isn't what you just said. He's saying there's no tar balls on the beach, and there's not a lot of, he didn't say there's not a lot, he said there's no oil in sight, but people keep hearing about the oil spill, and so they're not coming down to the Mississippi beaches like they normally would, because they think, well, forget it, I don't want to be where the petroleum is, so I don't need to go down there. And he's saying it's not really here, but it sounds like it's here, because you're looking at oily birds, and you just don't, you don't realize that we're not talking about Mississippi, we're talking about some other areas. Not that there wasn't any, but for the most part, not what was being reported. It was mostly Louisiana right now.
Yeah, true. And I wanted to run another thing by you. Where I work here in Lexington, I work at a horse farm. Of course, you know, there's illegals I work with every day. And we had a big, huge conversation about amnesty the other day with one I'm pretty good friends with, well, consider myself pretty good friends with. And I was asking him, you know, if they were offered it, would he pay the money, you know, just to get it so he can go back and forth freely and do everything and actually be, you know, legal doing it. And I kid you not, his answer was, and I quote, why the hell would I? And that was it. That's all he said.
He said, why would he pay the money? Why would he do that?
Yeah, why would I do
that? Yeah. See, I'm glad you asked him that question, because people will dispute that. They'll say, no, no, no. And this is what politically, this is what the politicians will say. It's a road to amnesty. They can become American citizens. They'll be here legally. They'll pay the money. They could pay installments. And I've heard, and I don't have a poll of millions of people, but like yeah. you, I know a few people that were here illegally. They cut the lawn at a place where I lived, and then there was somebody on a golf course. Nice guys, but in both cases they were friendly and whatnot. But in a conversation, in an open conversation, kind of a similar thing, that they didn't say why the hell not, but they pretty much indicated that they weren't going to pay money, that they would go back. So that says a failed idea to me.
Yes, that's exactly what he said. He said, you know, why waste all that money? Well, right now, you know, I live for free. The only thing I got to do is buy my food, and the rest of the money goes home. So I don't understand what the political people are thinking. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. And there would be a handful. There would be some, because they're from other places. But here's what you have to think. What about all those people that waited in line? Or what about all those people that did the 7 years, that did the paperwork, that went through the crazy hoops that you go through because they really wanted to become Americans, and then they became citizens? How fair is that? So it's like we're saying 30 million cutters, come on in. I just don't, there's no justice.
My girlfriend right now, her father, he went through all that. He's from Costa Rica, and he's a legal citizen now, and he is the most patriotic person I have ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he paid all that money, went through all those tests, him and his sister both. His wife just got sent back to Costa Rica because she let her papers expire by accident, and she's got to wait 10 years before she can step foot back. And here these people are I work with that go home for 3 months, take vacation, and come back and work when they run out of money. And it's just, you know, I mean, if they're going to grant them amnesty, then I think the United States should give the people who's paid for their papers at least half their money back. I mean, because it's ridiculous. You're telling them they went through all that trouble, doing everything right. They went through it for nothing, absolutely nothing.
I feel the same way. I just do not think it's fair justice. It's not right to do that. It's not right to take so many people, say, here's the path, which most of them won't walk down the path. You and I believe that anyway. The politicians don't. And I don't think it's fair to the people who went through the crazy things that they had to do. Hey, great call, Trey. I'm glad you're back, and thanks for giving us that update. So as Trey said, and he did promise that on the air, he said he would call in, but you heard what he was mentioning about the beaches, and the traffic was nowhere near what it normally would be. So the governor is saying that. The governor's saying they're hurting. They're 50%. What did he say the other day? He said they're 50% off what they would normally have, because this is June. We're in mid-June. What they would have as far as hotel occupancy, people on the beaches, people spending money in the restaurants. We do have a few minutes where we can head to the mailbag, and since I pump it so much, let's go check the mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! Mm-hmm. Okay, this one is from Dennis McMahon, our lawyer pal in Vermont. He says, Obama's oil speech confirms he never was ready for prime time, and the consequences of his basic inability to truly lead are disastrous. It is the 21st century equivalent of FDR saying 2 months after Pearl Harbor that we have troops and equipment in San Francisco. BP should form a special consortium with European oil companies and other entities to bring a Marshall Plan style back home to America and deal with the leak and the spill. All the best. On target, as per usual, Dennis. Here's one from Tina S. Hello, America, tonight. I have to say I'm enjoying a lot of the conversation on the oil spill. Usually, it becomes a tired topic for me. You've managed to make it interesting with the different angles. The best to you and the crew. It's not, what's happening is there's so many different angles that are at work here with the oil spill, whether it's the situation of workers who don't have jobs because they work for other companies that do deep water drilling, and today BP said they would pick up the tab for $100 million of that. That was the surprise to me. I didn't think they would do that. I didn't think the lawyers would advise them to do it, but this is a PR nightmare. And then also saying the $20 billion they would escrow it. And what's come out of the $20 billion is, will the $20 billion be there? Or is $20 billion going to be enough? Or the other side of that is, because of the things that have happened and the stock going down, is BP going to hang on? And no dividends to the stockholders who were expecting dividends. When they saw the oil spill, I'm assuming they would realize they wouldn't have gotten the dividends anyway. BP is going to need that money. I don't know that you're going to see those people drop off. I'm sure there's been some people, and that's why you've seen the big dip when we've talked about the stock, that have gone away. And when you see a stock start to tank, that can spell major disaster. So they've got a couple of different things working. There's no doubt about that. This one is from Brad Krill. Hello, Kate Delaney. When are you bringing back another contest? I love it when you do the contest because we talk a lot of politics on this show, or you certainly do, but I love it when you throw in the contest. You always talk about the prize closet. You have no idea what I'm envisioning. Almost a giant hallway with box after box of stuff. What's it like? You know, radio is theater of the imagination. The prize closet really is stuffed. There really is a lot in the prize closet, and I've been dying to give away the loot. But we haven't had that grand prize winner. We've had some winners. In fact, Stephen K. in Kentucky, your golf club is in the way. I talked to them today about that at Cobra. So be expecting that in the next week, probably midweek next week, maybe before that if they went first class. Thanks for the mail. Send it to me, americatonight.net.